Here we are. Okay, here we go. Should I just keep rolling with that? I think I will. I'm going to do it. So we are here with another podcast for Visit Julian. Welcome. Today I have Liz Myers, and her business name is Rooted Living, correct?
Rooted Living Wellness.
Rooted Living Wellness, because that would be the goal, right? You have Rooted Living, and you end up with wellness.
Yes.
I just made that up.
I love it.
All right, good. So I'm actually holding in my hand also a pocket guide to habit change. So we can talk about that. It's a book you wrote. And it, I mean, this is a book. It's not like something you printed off the interwebs, as my girlfriend Tracy likes to call them. So yeah, totally. Let's talk about this. But let's talk about you as a whole and the things that you do. And did I welcome you? Welcome, Liz Myers.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it. It's great to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you.
I love living up here.
Yeah, Julian is a cool place. How long have you been here?
About a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're like a total newbie.
Yeah, super new. I feel like I'm really just meeting the folks.
Yeah.
And really getting to know the town, the area. So this is perfect timing just
yeah.
to
for
really
people to get to know you.
More.
Yeah. And the cool thing about you, your generation of Julianites, is there are so many of you that are new. When I came here, not so much. And it was a little hard to break the break the barriers and make a friend or six.
Right.
So yeah, so exactly. Good for you. And
you.
Yeah, welcome. Glad
Thank
to have you. I've been here 20 years. So Rooted Living Wellness encompasses quite a few things. Let's talk about the different services that you offer.
Sure. Well, the main goal is to help folks to reduce pain in the body, to cope with any kind of chronic pain that's happening, also to release stress. And there's a lot of ways that I support people to do that. One is through gentle yoga. And my gentle yoga, I actually do a little bit of sound. We call it sound healing or a sound bath. So I'll do a little bit of singing, kind of like wishing you pieces of good health and love and all of those good, happy vibrations. So I'll sing that, maybe play a little singing bowls, a little happy drum at the end of the yoga session. I also offer just the full-on sound bath or sound healing, however you want to call it, session. It's sort of like a meditation where you can lay down and get really
it's
all
so funny. I'm so glad you just said it, because my next question was, so like if I come to one of those, what am I doing? Am I like standing against a wall, laying on a couch, doing that yoga position or that, you know, crossed legs position?
Oh,
What is that called when you're sitting down on the floor?
So when you're sitting in, there's a lot of different names for it, but Sukhasana is one of them. So you can sit in any way or lay down in any way that's comfortable for you. Because some folks actually, when they lay down on the ground, they might have a little extra curve in the back and it kind of bothers them. So I'll set them up in maybe a restorative pose. I've got some blocks, a bolster. If that's not comfortable with all of the little setups and all the little props, then you also could sit in a chair. So it kind of depends on your body, and I set you up with whatever's comfortable.
Cool.
So,
All right, great.
It's pretty cool.
I was just trying to envision it. I'm just trying to envision the sound bath and what am I doing.
Yes. A lot of people have like a pillow, you know, a yoga mat, blankets, and you're just all cozy. Some folks experience really getting stimulated, kind of like, oh, wow, this music's really, like, waking me up. And other folks will really just go out. They're almost in a sleep state, kind of like this little meditative state. Some people have some kind of visions. Some people have insights. But most folks really report just feeling really relaxed and just in a good, good space afterwards.
That's
so
super cool.
That's what I love. And some people will go into a space as well of a little bit of release, some crying, which, you know, I'm used to that with my coaching.
I'm a crier,
It's like, it's like
I
a
cry.
Thing. I'm used to it. And people apologize to me. I'm like, don't apologize.
Don't apologize for crying, I apologize all the time, though, but I cry in normal conversation. Anybody who knows me will eventually just start ignoring the fact that I'm crying. Oh, the bitch is crying again. Let it go.
You got a sweetheart. You just, because you have that sweetheart,
I don't know?
And so there's like, well, deep in there, you know, I think there's that piece of passion, right?
Yeah,
a lot
passion.
Of my work is helping folks to balance help you to ignite the passion for your life and also help you to calm and relax.
Yeah.
It's important to know how to rev it up, uh-huh. have purpose and passion feel good. Uh-huh. But the other side of passion is fire, right? Sure. You got to make sure you're not getting burned or burning sure. other people.
Or burning
so
others,
to speak.
Right. Yeah, totally. Right. I like that. Very yeah. cool. All right, so the sound, meditation, mm-hmm. gentle yoga. Now, when you talk about your yoga, is your yoga one-on-one? If I wanted to bring a girlfriend, would you be willing to do yoga for me and my friend? Or is it really got to be a one-on-one thing?
Oh, no, it's the variety pack.
Okay.
Cool. I do teach private sessions at the Quiet Mind Retreat and Lodge.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I'm teaching there to guests that come by.
Uh-huh.
I have a community class usually once a month on Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And it's open to whoever wants to come by, mm-hmm. $20 drop-in.
Uh-huh.
And I usually just send out a little message to folks on my Instagram, uh-huh. Rooted Living Wellness, if you want to come and join that because it's a little bit random.
Okay.
And then what I do love to do is if folks want me to come to their house,
mm-hmm.
or if you have a special retreat that you want me to create for you, mm-hmm. then I can come to your house, teach you and your girlfriend or your mother, your sister, your whoever.
Yeah.
And I'll teach.
Space.
Yeah, a little specialized class.
Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, and then coaching, which the you know the gentle guidance into wellness. I know I'm being silly, and
yeah.
I don't want you to think I'm not taking it seriously.
Oh no, definitely, I love
yeah.
that.
All
I
right.
mean, a lot of this stuff, I never, you know, I didn't get into teaching yoga or practicing yoga or meditation until I don't know, maybe 7 years ago,
uh-huh.
because I was always a go, run up mountains.
Yeah,
and then I got a really bad back injury,
uh-huh.
and it made me start looking at how to relax and calm down.
Sure.
So that's where I kind of went into that journey of like, mm-hmm. okay, maybe I should meditate or
yeah.
sit still
yeah.
or things or stretch.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do that stuff for myself.
Yeah.
So along with that, I've actually been training to be, you know, a counselor,
mm-hmm.
you know, ever since, you know, in school,
mm-hmm.
bachelor's in social work, master's in counseling, went that route.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work, girl.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Yeah. I wasn't sure at the end. I was like, is this going to happen?
Yeah.
But, you know, it was easier because I was living in Vermont. That's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And out there, it's cold. So, you know, what do? You
yeah.
stay inside and you study.
Yeah,
because there's
sure.
snow, you can't go anywhere. So when I came out here to California, I actually learned about this thing called coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's that?
Yeah.
Is that the same as counseling? And I noticed it was a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
where it wasn't as focused on diagnosis as it was focusing on, well, what is happening here and now? And what are the small steps you can take to move things forward?
Right.
Sometimes there's some going backwards in the past, right? Because
we all talk
these,
about
like,
our mother.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it comes up. I mean, usually
yeah.
because, right, the parents taught you the habits
right.
that you have now.
Sure, sure.
I mean, that's just whether you're consciously, like, really aware of that or
right,
not.
Right.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll go back in the past
yeah.
and like, okay, what's happening
yeah.
here? If there's like a really deep rooted trauma though, I am going to refer people out to like a trauma therapist.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
I'll do some of that. I am trained to do it,
mm-hmm.
but I do focus a little bit more on, okay, let's work on that, clean
yeah.
it up,
uh-huh.
figure out what are some good little affirmations of how we can change that thought pattern
sure. uh-huh.
and what are some techniques to use to help uproot some of the emotional stuff, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
sometimes that happens during the session.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I'm imagining it. That's what. Oh, great. See, I turned my do not disturb back off.
I think the ding means that was a good point.
That's right. It's like, yeah, ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding. That's a good one.
Yeah, it was actually perfectly timed, but I'm blaming you.
Now, in coaching,
yeah,
I'm going to have
exactly,
you find the accountability.
Exactly where I was going to go with that. Okay, apparently I have issues. Oh, goodness, that's funny. It's never
so
my fault. Never my fault. I like the way you're talking about that, digging in. But, you know, some of us in our lives, and I don't want to turn this into a coaching session, but we're too busy. We got things to do. I don't have time to sit and talk to you for 7 weeks about all the shit that got me here before. we can reach a place where I can exhale.
Oh.
Exhaling, right? Right.
Well, and, you know, I think that's the difference with the coaching, because even the first session that we do, it's a little bit longer. It's going to be 75 minutes, right? Uh-huh. The follow-up sessions are an hour. Uh-huh. I do it over the phone or over Zoom.
Uh-huh.
You know, and at first I wasn't sure about that, but yeah, it actually works. I almost feel like better.
Uh-huh.
Because then you can feel even more vulnerable. Sometimes when you're talking about certain things, mm-hmm, there's discomfort in the body or what's happening.
Sure.
You don't have to worry about me. I'm not looking at you. You know,
right,
maybe on Zoom I'm looking at your face.
Right.
But yeah, on the phone it's a little bit easier. You can be doing anything. I have,
yeah,
folks that are, you know, I would love for folks to just be sitting, it's completely quiet. We're totally focused one-on-one.
Right.
On occasion, I have some people that are really busy. Yeah. Mom, you know, we've got three kids.
Yeah.
She's working, you know, a 70-hour job,
yeah,
doing all these things. And so sometimes she's kind of walking and talking with me.
Yeah.
But she's able to focus because,
yeah,
she's built that way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In the sessions, you know, I can really get to the heart of the matter.
Yeah.
It's very quick, actually.
Yeah.
Usually people are kind of surprised.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with me asking some specific questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get to a certain pain point that's occurring for you.
Mm-hmm.
We can address it. And then we can put a few little steps to take care of it. And I think, and I really emphasize the little steps.
Yeah.
Because what often happens when people are wanting to make a change, I don't do it because it's too overwhelming.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
And usually it's like, how do I make the time?
Right.
I also don't want to face it and deal with it because it's probably going to be uncomfortable.
Right.
Right. And
yeah,
I have all these responsibilities,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So you've got to, we often focus on, why is it worth it to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it worth it?
Yeah.
Then you create just a little more time for it, whether it's 5 minutes a day.
Right.
Only asking for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then getting that little extra time in there,
yeah,
each day, five,
yeah,
minutes a day to work on this thing.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
you talk with Liz, you know, usually,
boom,
boom. Once, you know, most clients are once every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you time to then work on what's happening.
Right. Or digest it.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes we have to digest stuff.
You,
right,
really do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here digesting stuff right now while
I'm
we're
sure
talking.
You are.
I
was
like, what
I can
the?
Feel it.
You
it's
just
happening.
See it? I was like, okay, this isn't about you, Robin.
Yeah, but it is. You know, it's, you know, we all have. I mean, life is life. You know,
yeah,
we all have challenges.
Yeah.
The older you get, you think.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, oh, it's just going to get easier as I get older. It's like,
yeah,
well, it just gets, you know, more complex.
Yeah.
As you get
for
older.
For me, it's gotten easier as I've gotten older, but that's because I'm not. I'm very like, very introspective. Like, I always try to figure out. My husband says I can make anything my fault, so I'll always spend the first part of any bad interaction or bad result all blaming myself, working through how it's all my fault, then getting to the outer influences and the other people involved or whatever. But it's always me in the beginning because,
right,
I'm the worst, right?
The over responsibility.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's kind of looking at that. And then if you wanted to say, like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to always take responsibility,
mm-hmm,
right away. We could look at, oh, okay, like, is this a moment where I'm being overly responsible,
right,
and taking on what other people, you know,
yeah,
what their,
right,
responsibility is,
yeah,
and then see if you can, like,
balance
it a
it
little.
Yeah.
If you want to change it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. When we're doing the coaching, it's, you know, it's whatever you want to change.
Right.
I'm going to be like, okay, well, it sounds like these are the things that you're looking at.
Yeah.
And then you choose. Because,
right,
the last thing you need is someone else being like, well, Robin,
yes,
you must change A through Z.
Or your life will never be rooted in wellness. Right?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
no,
it's
totally
your life to create. And,
yeah,
I'm just here to help you create what,
yeah,
it is that you,
I really
want,
like,
to create.
That. I hope people,
yeah,
are really listening to you. That sounds really cool. But let's move on because,
okay,
you know,
lovely,
we have so many great things to talk about.
Okay.
So this little sweet book, are you ready to move on to this? Because I,
sure,
and just for the listeners, I literally know that she wrote it, but I saw it on her website, but I know nothing about it. So I do not have the questions. Quit an old habit. Begin a new healthy lifestyle change? Question mark. So what, what inspired you to write this book? It's, again, it's a lovely little book with a butterfly on the cover that says a pocket guide to habit change. And obviously something had to inspire you,
mm-hmm,
to put together a book of this nature.
Well, as a lot of folks say, I mean, not to bring up this word, the C word is a COVID project.
Oh.
Okay.
That's so funny because I call it the C word as well, but somehow when you said it, I was like,
She's like, what C word is that? Was that fun? Okay. As you can see, I like humor, especially in the book, it's humorous. In the coaching, it's humorous. Yeah. All the things I do, I try to put it in there because we can't be too serious. But,
no, totally.
Yes, before that time period on this earth occurred, I was working at Kaiser Permanente, and I was a lifestyle educator, and I was running educational / almost therapy groups for folks that were dealing with a diagnosis of diabetes or pre-diabetic, and they were needing to lose significant weight so that they could get off of medication,
and
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and weight is just the end result, but there's a lot of things that have to come to get to that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's exactly what I was working with in those groups, was kind of working with finding the balance with food.
Yeah.
You know, finding, is there an addiction? What's the level of coping in it? You know, and we all use food to cope. We use food to survive, and food's great. I love eating. It's my favorite, right? Yeah. So in these groups, I did a lot of work with helping people to dig a little deeper. And I saw people really change. I saw what worked, what didn't. What I often found is that in the process of change, whether people were seeing themselves as being successful as far as losing weight or making changes or not being successful, there was still an underlying piece of being hard on themselves and beating themselves up.
Yeah.
So a lot of, like, in this book that I wrote is kind of a little underlying of dealing with that.
Yeah.
Like, so if we look at one of the chapters here, let's see. One is called Believe in Yourself and Your Self-Worth. How lovely. Perfectionism is outdated. And that's one, that's my favorite one, chapter 11, the good chapter 11.
That's funny.
Because it really, I think that's a lot of it, especially in the change process. Like, oh, I'm doing well, I'm not doing well. And, and what happens is sometimes when you're in that process of change, you're doing well for a while, and then you hit maybe a little road bump, speed bump, and then you kind of get a little sidetracked. And you're like, I can't do, well, I don't know. And that's the point where you really need that extra support, you know, and figure out, okay, well, what is this that's kind of taking me down now? Who's my, like, inner critic? And how can I work with my inner critic? And how can we maybe shake hands instead of just be, you know.
Sit with her, listen to what she has to say, and then flick her down the road, right?
Yeah, you can, you know. And sometimes it's, you know, having to do the sword fight, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to win with my, you know, positivity, you know. And sometimes it's like, how can we come to a place of peace? You know, and a lot of the work that I end up doing with folks and in the book, it you know, it's these kind of ridiculous things where you're like dealing with a character, but we all have different aspects of our personality.
Oh, absolutely.
We all have different characters inside. And it's kind of, who do we want to win? Who do we want to be ruling, you know, our life? So I wrote the book because things got shut down, left Kaiser because, you know, I couldn't meet with people in person,
meetings,
the whole thing. And I was like, well, if I really want to reach people, I want to be sharing what I learned from what worked in these groups for folks and what didn't, and apply them to habit change in general. So I had the time, and the book is actually meant to be a gentle guide. So you'll see in the book that each chapter is maybe 3 to 4 pages. And one of the reasons why is because I love singing and listening to things. Reading, I read 2 pages, I fall asleep. So I was like, well, for those people that want easy to digest, there's, you know, and there's a few pages and then a few questions at the end that kind of ask you, get you thinking, like, do I tend to ask yourself section? Do I tend to beat myself up when I do not accomplish what I set out to do? Then you answer it. How will I incorporate forgiveness into this change process? And what words of support can I give myself if I go off track? And you can write them down. That's the most powerful. But oftentimes, even if you say it inside, you're having those pieces that you need to take it forward.
Sure. Very cool. So I'll have a link to this book on our show notes, A Pocket Guide to Habit Change. So let's talk about who your clients are. So if someone's listening and they're wondering, is this for me? Is this a good match for whatever I'm looking to accomplish in my life? Who are your clients?
Usually women. Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to working with men, but oftentimes it's women. Ages, all ages, but I would say with coaching in particular, with the book, usually upper 20s mm-hmm. up through 70. Uh-huh. So that's a large range, but, you know, and not to say anyone, but in general, mm-hmm. usually, you know, in your mm-hmm. 20s, you're kind of like, oh, it's okay. Health hasn't caught up with you yet. It's all good, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Most of my clients are in their, you know, 40s, 50s, uh-huh. 60s. Uh-huh. That's kind of the general range.
So let's encourage those younger listeners to say, let's take some time now so that you don't end up like Robin and, you know, can't walk for more than 10 minutes. So, you know, let's encourage those youngins to avoid the path of destruction.
Yeah. I wish I would. Yeah, right? You know.
Yeah. You know, so, and then they're looking for all the different aspects, I imagine. So maybe you find a client and maybe she's not sure about what's going to work. So you try a myriad of things. Like, let's try some gentle yoga. Let's try some sound bathing.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, you know, stretching or whatever. And maybe even, like you said, a cool space at home for you so that you can, continue the feeling of what we're accomplishing when we're together. Yeah. Maybe finding you an environment that you can continue that work. But so people who are in pain are your primary customers?
Yes.
Clients?
I mean, I guess that's how it's easiest to break it down. Uh-huh. People who are in pain or need to make some kind of change, significant mm-hmm. change in their life and just need support and don't quite know where to start.
Okay. All right.
When I'm working with folks, whether they're coming to me for yoga or meditation mm-hmm. or any of these pieces, I always do a little, or even coaching, I do a 15 to 20 minute like assessment.
Sure.
So I'll kind of say like, well, what is it that you need today? So even if you signed up for yoga or you signed up for meditation, you signed up for coaching, I'm going to connect with you and see, well, what do you need specifically mm-hmm. in this moment on this day?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask you a series of maybe 15 different questions uh-huh. to see like, okay, would you benefit most from me just giving you a gentle yoga class and uh-huh. you just receiving completely? Uh-huh. Or would you benefit most from me helping to create an actual, you know, 20-minute yoga class, uh-huh. writing stuff down that you can take and do that on your own later?
Right.
Uh-huh. Or would you like the sound bath and just to receive mm-hmm. and to listen? Because what happens is oftentimes when I'm meeting with people, almost always somebody has some physical pain.
Right.
There's some physical pain. So usually I'll go there and I'll address it. Often shoulder, especially with uh-huh. this computer time, a uh-huh. lot of folks with shoulder yeah. stuff going uh-huh. on.
Yeah.
So we'll see, okay, well, structurally what's happening? How can you sit better? Posture.
Yeah.
I also ask and do a little bit of a lead-in of, well, let's close the eyes for a moment and actually see what's happening inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll ask some different questions of, how does it feel in that area?
Mm-hmm.
If you could ask it anything, what would you ask it?
Mm-hmm.
If it, just like a child, skins its knee and goes and needs some help and some assistance,
mm-hmm.
you know, ask it what type of support it needs, what it needs from you. And almost every time, folks will start crying, release, and they'll have information and answers.
Yeah.
Almost every time.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see, you know, and almost every time as well, you have this experience where people feel lighter because we hold emotions in the body, we hold trauma in the body. You know these things, you know. And so when you give it a chance, just like, it's kind of like, do you ignore that child crying over there or do you go over and comfort it?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And these things sound kind of weird, but like,
no,
it works.
Not if you're,
you know,
in pain,
right? Okay, yeah, you know. So it's like with my shoulder, it's like it's this little crying little kiddo inside.
Yeah.
Let's comfort it. Let's give it what it needs so it can, one, then it feels like, okay, it's not just mad at me for hurting.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, this person isn't just like, you know, angry with me. It's not ignoring me. It hears me.
Mm-hmm.
right? Cause, yeah. And I've done that too. Like, oh man, why can't my knee just work? Yeah. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
But when you put more anger in, you usually get more pain.
Sure, that makes sense. One of the things that I found, which I still go through, even though I understand it, is during times of stress, I forget to breathe.
Yeah.
And I remember telling my mom that I was forgetting to breathe, and she made some very not very nice comments about it. And then I said, I can't be the only one. So I Googled it, and it's basically a sign of anxiety.
Yeah.
You're holding in this breath because you're doing this and doing that or trying to, and then that's why I finally understood the title of that older movie called Waiting to Exhale, because it's like you're holding all this stuff in. And so sometimes I will actually see it and go, okay, you have to remember, exhale it all out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The different things we do to ourselves, our bodies, our beings. It's crazy.
Yes. Well, and just there. I mean, you know. And so it's like, and I think that's the thing of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then how do you remind yourself to do it?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, then it's figuring out the different ways. I put it on my phone. Yeah. Exhale. You know, breathe. Like, I had a thing similar, you know, for a long time. I had just this big breathe thing right above my desk because I would, especially I get into something, I'm all, you know.
Yeah.
And it feels good. It's fun, you know, to be all like, I made it. I'm in the zone.
Yeah.
But, like, are you breathing? Yeah. Like, calm down for a minute, you know, that kind of thing. So
I don't think we realize we're not breathing, you know. And it was that movie came out a long time ago, and I was like, I don't get it. And then at some point, you're like, you have this, what Loper refers to as the aha moment.
Yeah.
Oh, now I know what that meant.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
So, do you have a location, or do you? There's a word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Travel, but that's not the word I'm looking for.
Yes, I am a bit of a float. Yeah, that's a good.
Floating. Yeah.
Yes, I am kind of more quiet mind is where I'm doing a lot of private sessions, and then the group.
But
and
you have to be a guest.
You got to be a guest, unless it's the open class.
Okay.
Then yes, I'm often going to you. So I'm often going to you, and then retreats and events. Mm-hmm. So I actually have November 11th up here, November 11th, 2023.
Good job.
We're hosting, co-facilitating, myself and my partner Nicole are co-facilitating a women's retreat at this beautiful home in Pines Hills.
Oh, cool.
And there's a gigantic saltwater pool with all the space, so it's a retreat day, so we have up to I think 10 women can attend that, so that will be, you know, meditation, some gentle yoga, the sound, we're gonna have pool time, we have art time, we feed you a beautiful lunch, so things like that.
Okay.
And we're happy to arrange, you know, retreats specifically for a group. There's a group up here, corporate stuff, things like that. And then also doing a little bit more music, too.
Yeah, so when you came in to visit me this morning, I was listening to some of your music on your website. So I'm going to, obviously, I'll put in the show notes a link to your website, but that girl is singing all over her website. But you're also, those are embedded from YouTube, so they can find you on YouTube as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a channel?
The Rooted Living Wellness.
All right.
Yeah.
The.
Oh, just root. Everything's rooted living wellness.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because I find with some things you can get confused if the word the is there and you don't know the word the is there. So
it's
just rooted living wellness.
You got it, girl.
Instagram. Are you on Facebook?
I am, not as much.
For us old people, you're not on Facebook.
Yeah, I am on Facebook. I did, like, a while back, I was like, I don't know, my phone thing, one of my little habit changes is not to be on the phone so much.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I have Instagram on my phone.
Got it.
But Facebook on the computer. So.
Understood.
But yes, Facebook there too.
Yeah. All right, cool. So people will be able to find you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so as we wind up, I just want to, like, what's one thing you want to share, something you want people to know? For sure. What do you want to leave us with? Do you want to sing?
Well, I can.
That would be amazing.
Well, because I do want you all to show up on October 14th, 2023, at the Julian Town Hall for myself to sing.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling it the Spirit of the Mountains Concert.
That's amazing.
And Nate Patterson, which I'm sure you know, he's a local here, amazing with guitar and singer, and he's just awesome. So we're going to have a little evening of music. So I leave you with the music. Please come on out and see us. Uplift yourselves. Enjoy life.
I love that. Yeah, you got it, girl.
Thanks, definitely. Girl.
It's a gift. It's absolutely a gift. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you feel like you got to share yourself. And I hope people enjoy listening to it. Thank you for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, no.
It's been nice.
Look at us. Woohoo.